Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you very much, Jay. In our last study of the book of Revelation, I concluded talking about Babylon. Remember, I told you the last thing that happens before Jesus Christ comes back to earth will be Babylon is destroyed. Many of you may say, well, Babylon was destroyed 2,500 years ago, as recorded in Daniel chapter 5. My friend, that was the destruction of the Babylonian Empire, not the city of Babylon. In just a few moments, I will discuss the passage found in Revelation 18 about how Babylon will be destroyed. However, I must begin this study by looking at two chapters in the book of Revelation. I want you to take your Bible and turn to Revelation chapters 17 and 18. These two chapters cover the entire seven-year period of time known as the tribulation. It's an intense time of judgment on the earth that happens right after the rapture of the church. In both of these chapters, we will see the word Babylon. Remember, Daniel chapter 5 is the record of the fall of the Babylonian Empire, not the city of Babylon. More on that in just a moment. Right now, let's begin our study in Revelation chapter 17.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Right here, chapter 17, in the first 3.5 years, unfolds. That is a false church. Verse 5 of chapter 17 says, Babylon, the mother of harlots, established this false religiosity. It was a mother-son cult that was established 4,500 years ago at Babel. You might remember chapter 11, verse 4 of the book of Genesis. Let us build us a tower whose top may reach into heaven. That's a religious terminology. A tower topping and going into heaven? No way it was going to do that. Nimrod had a wife. Her name was Semiramis. They had a son. His name was Tammuz. They became the co-equal recipients of a mother-son cult evil worship. They're both talked about in the Bible. Jeremiah chapters 7 and 44 calls her the Queen of Heaven. And they celebrated with a very interesting agenda. They would make hot cross buns to celebrate her special holy day. They would take hard-boiled eggs and paint them up in beautiful colors and lay them out in the woods for the children to go find. And they did this on an ungodly holy day called Ishtar. Sound familiar? In Jeremiah 7, God says to Jeremiah, don't even pray for these people that worship like that. Their son, Tammuz, he's mentioned in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, when God brings Ezekiel back to Israel, shows him all the idolatry that's going on. He sees a convent of virgins worshiping Tammuz, the son of the mother-son cult. With the fall of the Babylonian Empire, 539 BC, that mother-son cult changed its location from Babylon. You know where it moved to? Pergamos. Pergamos? Oh, yeah, that's that third church in Revelation chapter 2. Pergamos is the location, and Judy and I could take you. We've been there a number of times. We could take you. We could show you the statues of the Roman emperors. They were called Caesars. That was their political title. But at that time in history, they were deified, and so they were given a religious title. You know what the religious title was? Pontifex Maximus. And that was too long. That means major keeper of the bridge. So they shortened it to pontiff. And that was too long, so they shortened it to pope. Now, don't you dare go out of here and say, I've just been preaching against the Catholic Church. I haven't said the word Catholic at all. I'm telling you what happened in history. Chapter 17 says, these people that worship this false religiosity will wear purple and scarlet. They will carry a chalice full of blood and a cross made out of diamonds and pearls. They have a convent of virgins that serve them. Oh, by the way, this false mother-son cult headquartered in Pergamos, and then they moved to Rome, Italy, which chapter 17, verse 9 says, and here is a mind which hath wisdom, the seven heads, and that's what they saw, the beast and the whore. That's the word used in the scriptures referring to a false church. What's the opposite of a whore? A beautiful virgin bride. That's what we are, the bride of Christ. He said, I saw its seven heads are seven mountains in which the woman sitteth. The false church will be headquartered in the city of Rome in the first 3.5 years. Look what's going to happen here. Verse 16. The 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. They're going to wipe out the false church at the midway point of the tribulation. I told you when we looked at Ezekiel, Islam will be wiped out so that activity can take place, and they wipe out this false church. Look at verse 17. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will. God puts in the hearts of evil men to accomplish his will. What happens after the first 3.5 years? The false church is destroyed. Where's the Antichrist go? Chapter 11, verse 1 says, John, measure the place for the temple. What happens? The Antichrist walks into the Holy of Holies, claims to be God. That's the abomination of desolation. They put up a statue, Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 and following. They put up a statue. It's made to talk. It is made to move. And the world is caused to worship it by the miracles that the false prophet performs. And then where does the Antichrist go? Since there's a statue in the temple, he doesn't need to be there. He goes to Babylon. Chapter 18. Look at chapter 18. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And you can study down through here, and you can talk about the merchants. The merchants waxed rich, and with the destruction of Babylon, they weep. Look at verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of their torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour, thy judgment has come. Verse 17, for in 1 hour so great riches have come to naught. How does he set it up? You know, Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 and 17, he says, every man, every woman, everybody who wants to buy or sell during this last 3.5 years has to have a identification mark. We talk about the mark of the beast. What is it? 666? I don't know. It's on the forehead. It's on the back of the hand. Is it a computer chip? I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. I don't speculate. But it's an identification mark. How in the world can we get everybody to take an identification mark to buy or sell? I got an idea. Let's have a worldwide financial crisis. And let's have the G20 come together and set up a global economic structure, which is exactly what G20, China, Russia, United Nations is calling for as we stand here. And so everybody takes a mark, identification mark. They can buy or sell. And this is all headquartered in the city of Babylon. Well, I thought Babylon was destroyed. No, Babylon wasn't destroyed. The Babylonian Empire, chapter 5 of the book of Daniel, was destroyed. But I want to tell you, Ezra chapter 7 says, 75 years after the fall of the Babylonian Empire, Ezra was living in Babylon. He traveled 5 months to get to Jerusalem to become the one who reinstituted the temple practices. You ever read about Alexander the Great? 200 years after the fall of the Babylonian Empire, he headquartered his Grecian empire in Babylon. Did you ever read about the apostle Peter? He was obedient to Jesus. Start here in Jerusalem, Peter. Go to Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Where did he go? He went to Babylon. It was the second most Jewish populated city in the world, second only to Jerusalem. Where do you get that from? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 13. Old Peter says, all the saints of Babylon salute you there in Jerusalem. Babylon has not been destroyed, I know. You know how I know? I watched CNN, and I saw the CNN cameras in Babylon the other day. It was a multinational headquarters for a peacekeeping organization, 21 nations headed up by the Polish. Babylon has never been destroyed. It must be destroyed. How do I know it has to be destroyed? Isaiah 13 and 14, Jeremiah 50 and 51, Ezekiel tells us Babylon will be destroyed. Revelation, it says right there, the last of the 21 judgments, Babylon is destroyed. Greatest earthquake to hit the face of the earth. Why? Because the Babylonians burned down the temple of God and took the implements and desecrated them. Chapter 5 of Daniel. Why do you think the United States military went into Babylon, Iraq? Because Babylon had to be prepared for prophecy to be fulfilled. Oh, what caused us to go in was Saddam Hussein. He was going into Jerusalem. You may not know this. 7 million man army. Saddam Hussein was going to lead into Jerusalem to liberate, give it to the Palestinians. All of them had weapons training. 2,000 of them were volunteers to be suicide bombers. The Israeli Defense Force went on high alert. Judy and I were living there then. We were there for 39 Scuds from Iraq. We knew Saddam meant business. And God, I believe in heaven, looked down and said, I never put this in Bible prophecy. Saddam cannot go to Jerusalem. I've got to stop him. But I think what he might have said was, I think I'll get me a cowboy and send him in there. He did. He sent Cowboy George W. Bush in there, took out Saddam to allow everything to happen. Benjamin Netanyahu said, Iraq is now putting in place a state-of-the-art cutting-edge telecommunication system. Oil is running out in Saudi Arabia and Iran. The greatest oil sources in the world are under the earth in Iraq. They've only touched 2%. They'll become the richest nation of the world, and that'll set the place for Babylon to be set up and the Antichrist. You know what the last thing that will happen is before he comes back to earth? The Lord destroys Babylon, and then he steps down on earth. Daniel, parents of Antichrist. Ezekiel, the temple in the tribulation. Revelation, Babylon in power, destroyed, and Christ comes back. And all three events could happen within days. We're here before it all starts, and we go to the heavenlies. These are the keys to unlocking God's plan for the future. Be a watchman, warn the people, and live in light of these truths.
Revelation 16:18 says that the greatest earthquake to ever hit the earth will be used to destroy Babylon. It is stronger than any earthquake that has ever happened on this earth throughout all of history. This passage in Revelation 16, verses 17 to 21, is the prophecy of the destruction of Babylon. It's the last vile judgment, the 21st of the 21 judgments that happened during the tribulation period. And after this judgment happens, Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. Remember, in our study of keys to understanding God's plan for the future, we studied a quick survey of Daniel, Ezekiel, and Revelation. We saw in the book of Daniel the appearance of Antichrist, and I believe the Antichrist is alive today. We also studied the book of Ezekiel, and our attention was focused on the coming temple to be built on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. This last study was on the book of Revelation, and our study today on the rise and fall of Babylon in our world today. We are alive at the time of these three events, the Antichrist, the temple, and Babylon. But remember, the rapture of the church will happen before any of these prophecies will be fulfilled. The rapture is the very next prophecy to be fulfilled, and it could happen at any moment. Even today. Next week on the broadcast, we begin a brand new study entitled Alpha and Omega. In this study, we will be looking at the past and the not too distant future as we look at the beginning and the end of times in this dramatic study of Bible prophecy. This is one study that you do not want to miss. I'll start in the book of Genesis, where all of Bible prophecy begins, and end with another look into the future from God's prophetic word. Please be sure to join us in our study of Alpha and Omega. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of our study on the book of Revelation.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...